got a foul mouth, a real foul mouth. All she do is nag, nag, and try to go for bad. Shorty got a foul mouth, a real foul, a foul mouth, a real foul mouth. All she do is nag, nag, and try to go for bad. Shorty got a foul mouth.
Who you talking to?
Watch your mouth, watch your mouth, watch your mouth. Watch your mouth, watch your mouth, watch your mouth. Watch your mouth, watch your mouth, watch your mouth. Watch your mouth.
Who you talking to?
Watch your mouth, watch your mouth, watch your mouth. Watch your mouth, watch your mouth, watch your mouth.
Welcome to Fly High Ministries, everybody. It's really good to be with you today. I pray that the Lord is blessing you and keeping you. And I pray that God is doing wonderful things in your life. Today's message is going to be cursing the devil. The question is it a sin to cuss, swear, or curse? Is it a sin to cuss, swear, or curse? Well, I believe that the Bible makes it abundantly clear. In Ephesians 4:29 tells us, "Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouth, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen." So the question is it a sin to cuss? I've been around a lot of people that cuss. I'm sure you've been around a lot of people who have cussed. I'm sure we've all cussed at one time. I'm sure we've all said the F word. The H word. Come on, somebody. I believe we all said these bad words one time or another. And I think if we're honest with ourselves, every one of us at one point or one time has cussed. So is cussing a sin? What does the Bible say about cussing? Matthew 15:8. "This people honor me with their lips, but their heart is far away from me." Very interesting. We got a dichotomy here. We got two people. We got one person that's saying whatever comes out of your mouth is, if you curse or if you have any unwholesome talk out of your mouth, then therefore, what? It's a sin. But then you got, on the other hand, you got another people that talk good. Nothing comes out of their mouth. It's pure. Matter of fact, it even sounds godly. And God said, "Your heart is far away from me." So some people automatically, and I'm talking to the church today, and some people automatically want to judge, come on somebody, want to judge somebody that cusses. Well, what is this dichotomy between these two scriptures? One verse says that what comes out of the mouth should only be for building up. Then this other verse talks about people honoring Jesus. With their mouth, but their heart is wicked. I think there is a line between the two, and I would like to discuss that line. There is a line in cursing. And I want to talk to people, and I want to understand that we live in a generation today where a lot of people curse, and I think that we're very quick to judge that individual. I think we're very quick to judge that individual when they do curse, or when they do say a bad word, that somehow God can't bless that individual, or somehow we take a superiority, a religious superiority mentality, as if we're so great, and that we're above somebody because we don't cuss. But what does the Bible say? It says, "Some people honor me with their lips." Isn't it possible that we can cuss and still have a heart for Jesus? In the Ephesians 4:25-29, it is intimated that all lewdness and filthiness lying in corrupt communication that stir up filthy appetites and lusts grieve the Spirit of God. And what follows, it is intimidating that those corrupt passions of bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking and malice, grief, it grieves this good spirit. It grieves the spirit when you cuss, the Bible's saying. By this we are not to understand that this blessed being could properly be grieved or vexed as we are. But the design of the exhortation is that we act not towards him in such a manner as it won't to be grievous and disquieting to our fellow creatures. We must not do that which is contrary to his holy nature and his will. We must not refuse to hearken to his counsel, nor rebel against his government, which things would provoke him to act towards us as men are wont to do towards those who whom they are displeased and grieved, withdrawing themselves and their wonted kindness with such, and abandoning them to their enemies. Listen. The Bible says in Ephesians 4:25-29, do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouth, but only that is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. With a filthy speech and this filthy appetite that comes out of your mouth, what does it do? It grieves the Holy Spirit. And it initiates a corrupt passion for bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking and malice. But what does cussing do? What does when a person cusses do? It grieves the Holy Spirit of God. But my question to you, is it wrong to cuss at the devil? Some of you today are losing your religious freedoms because you haven't learned how to deal with the devil. You haven't learned how to communicate properly with Satan. Come on, somebody. He is infiltrated into your church today, and even though you speak good, even though you speak well of others, and you go through the motion, somewhere along the line, I wonder if you're losing your freedoms. Wouldn't it somehow be right if we cussed at the devil a couple times? Wouldn't it be right if we cursed at the devil, told the devil to go to hell? Come on, somebody. I know you ain't listening to me today. Some of you are being a little bit too nice. You gotta get a little fire in your belly. You gotta get a little hate inside you. Come on, somebody. Hate what is evil, says the Lord. Come on, somebody. But you have been designed to be passive. Come on, somebody. You have been brainwashed to be passive and to let somebody walk all over you today. But I'm telling you today, it ain't nothing wrong with cussing at the devil today and his schemes. He's taking over your country. He's taking over your churches. He's taking over your communities. He's taking your jobs and your family. But all you want to do is just walk around and say, I'm so righteous because I don't cuss. And this is what the Bible says. He says, those people over there honor me with their lips, but their heart is far away from me. Come on, somebody. Some people don't even cuss. Some people have a great, great manner. They have a great meaner before the communities. They look real good in the eyes of a lot of folks. But I'm telling you today that Jesus said it, that your hearts are wicked. Oh, come on, somebody. What comes out of the heart, even though the speech sounds good, not necessarily is good. I hope somebody's trying to stay with me here. Corrupt, literally, insipid, without the salt of grace, Colossians 4:6. Let your conversation be always full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer everybody. Come on, somebody, there's a time, there's a season of your words. There's a season, literally, for for identifying of the need, that is, for identifying where it is needed, seasonably identified, according as the occasion and present need of the hearers require. Now censor, at another time, consolation. Even words good in themselves must be introduced seasonably, lest by our fault they prove injurious instead of useful. Not vague generalities, which would suit a thousand other cases equally well and probably equally ill. Our words should be as nails, fastened in a sure place. Words suiting the present time and the present person, being for the identifying of the occasion. A wise individual will use a word in season. He will use a word to help build up. But these words must be used in season, must be used at the right time. Some of you are speaking out of season. Some of you are just plain cussing. And that's the evil of your heart. And some of you are cussing at the devil. Some of you are angry. And you're cussing at evil people. And I don't know about you today, but sometimes I know an individual who can't get through to anybody unless they cuss at them. Come on, somebody. You try to talk this Christian talk, this mono, just flat out kind of speaking. Nobody can really respond to it. But once you raise your voice and you start cussing at an individual, sometimes they listen. What I am talking about is the heart. What I am coming up against is those that want to judge somebody that cusses, as if they are in that position. And I understand today that cussing can grieve the Holy Spirit. But what if you cuss at the devil? What if you get fed up with the evil schemes? Are you going to sit passive and just say, "That's okay, Jesus loves you"? Are you just going to sit back and say, "God bless you"? Are you just going to sit there and say, "Take my freedoms, take my land, take everything that the soldiers of the past died for and believed in"? Should we cuss? I believe the Bible tells us our words should speak in season. But does it say you're bad or you're not a Christian or Jesus doesn't love you if you do cuss? No. It says that you would grieve the Holy Spirit. Let me try to explain this properly. Let's use an example. A Christian soldier in combat. He takes fire. He's under attack of the enemy. He's in his OP, surrounded by the enemy, and he is taking fire. Then he decides to cuss at his friends to get ammo and to take the positions to set up the OP. He starts cussing at him, "Give me the ammo." What does the Bible say about this? Was these words being given in a seasonably manner? Was his actions not in season at that time? To yell, to scream, to cuss. Yes, they were. See, one answer is proper for one man, and another answer is proper for another man. And each answer is proper at a different time. Let me ask you a question today. Does Jesus care if you cuss, or does Jesus care about the heart? Some say your heart is evil if you cuss. Some say if you cuss, your heart is evil. But what if you cuss at the devil? And what if you cuss at evil? I mean, look around. Should we not be cussing about some things that are happening in our country? Should we not be cussing about the wickedness and the greed that is happening in America and on our land? My question to you. If we all started to cuss at the devil, I bet there would be a change. I bet there would be a fire. We need to get angry. We need to start cussing. I know some people can't handle this message, and I know it might not be very popular. But it has to be said, and I'm to these religious evil devils out there today that are hiding in our local churches today that think they're so much better than everyone else today. Come on, somebody. The question to you today, did Jesus cuss? And if he did cuss, what was he cussing at? Was he cussing at the devil? Of course, he was cussing at the devil. He was cussing at the religious spirit that is so strong in America and so strong in our churches today. Matthew 23:33. You serpents, you brood of vipers, how will you escape the sentence of hell? Did he say, you serpents, you brood of vipers, I love you, how will you escape this? No. He did not say it like that. He was angry. He was cursing. He was addressing the cunning, malignant, wicked men, cursing at them. You vipers. You brood of vipers. What is a viper? There's many different definitions for viper. A viper can mean a snake. You snake. Could be a venomous snake. Come on, somebody. A malignant or spiteful person. A false or treacherous person. A viper. And I believe the Bible is saying, he was saying, you brood of vipers, you false and treacherous people. You spiteful people. You're a snake. Evil. At all three of these meanings. You're a family of the devil, one might say. See, these religious leaders, they took an unmerited pride in their heritage, which was really of the devil, not of Abraham. This is all pretty tough stuff. Why did Jesus utter such rebukes? Because he loved the men. And these men were the farthest of God. And he warned the coming judgment. And what Jesus really wanted from these men was repentance and not judgment. What if you cussed at the devil to lead to repentance and it saved the soul? Sometimes we have to be tough in our speech. Sometimes we have to yell and scream. And sometimes at the worst possible moment, we might even have to cuss. In season. A word must be cussed in season. But does that mean that your heart is always wicked when you cuss? I believe not. But then I believe there's a season when people cuss and cuss and cuss. And their heart is wicked and grieves the Holy Spirit. Can we say that did Jesus cuss when he said, you brood of vipers? Did Jesus really cuss? In today's terms, I would say that wouldn't seem much of a cuss word, but I believe back in that day, it seemed like a cuss word. It was very disrespectful. And these rebukes were very strong. And I would say Jesus at his time cussed at those Pharisees. We might not say that today. We might not think it's a very big thing today. And we might try to relate it to other cussing words. But I believe Jesus had it. And he was trying to warn the coming judgments. And he had to the point that he had to speak in a tough language. And other times, and it's amazing, and other times he would speak in parables. And in a season, but in this season, in this time, he was angry and he cursed. Cursed at the devil. These blistering words come as a climax and reminds one of the Baptist and of the time when the Pharisees accused Jesus of being in league of Beelzebub. They cut like a whipcord, accusing Jesus of being of the devil. Who will save you from the coming judgments? I believe there's a time where we need to get angry at the devil. There's a time we need to raise our voice against the devil. There's a time we need to stand up and speak against the devil. Come on, somebody, and there might be a time that we even have to cuss at the devil. And I know all you religious folks out there want to accuse those that cuss. But I ain't. Come on, somebody, I'm telling you. The heart is what God sees. Some of you might see a cuss word, but I'm telling you today that God sees the heart of an individual. Some of you might just want to judge people. Oh, come on, somebody. Matthew 15:8 says, "This people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far away from me." Come on, somebody. You might be talking good. You might be looking pretty. Your mouth might be saying all the right things. Come on, somebody. But God says your heart is wicked. And on the other end, you might have cussed at the devil. And I can see the religious folks in the church want to tear you down. They want to say you're a bad person. They want to say, oh, you ain't holy. God ain't blessing you. Come on, somebody. I got to warn the church today that God only sees the heart of an individual. That God only sees his heart. Come on, somebody. You ain't listening to me today. But some of you are very judgmental. Some of you are very evil. Some of you think because you're talking good, because you're looking good, that somehow God is blessing you. But I'm telling you that your heart is wicked of the devil today. Oh, yeah. Come on, somebody. 1 Peter 3:10, "For whoever would love his life and see good days must keep his tongue from evil and his lips from deceitful speech." Whoever loves his life and sees good days must keep his tongue from evil and his lips from deceitful speech. What is this talking about? I believe what this is talking about is we shouldn't be cussing to everybody. We shouldn't be gossiping to people. We shouldn't be deceitful. Watch what we say. Watch what our tongue says. We shouldn't be putting our neighbors down. We shouldn't be putting people down. A tongue should be used to edify. I believe the only one we should be putting down is the devil. Come on, somebody. James 3:9-12 summarized the issue. "With the tongue we praise our Lord and Father, and with it we curse men, who have been made in God's likeness. Out of the same mouth comes praise and cursing. My brothers, this should not be. Can both fresh water and salt water flow from the same spring? My brothers, can a fig tree bear olives or a grapefruit bear figs? Neither can a salt spring produce fresh water." With it, we bless our God and Father. And with it, we curse men, our tongues. Our tongues can be used for the highest calling, to bless our God. And it can be used for the lowest evil, to curse men. But in those who are born again, it should be said that out of the same mouth proceeds blessings and cursings. These things ought not to be so. Our speech should be consistently glorifying to God. We should use one vocabulary and one tongue to should not use one vocabulary or one tongue to speak at church, and a different one at home or on the job. Like the spirit of water, our mouth should send forth fresh and bitter from the same opening. The only thing that we should be cursing out of our mouths today is the devil. The only thing that we should be cussing at today is the devil. Thus, no spring yields both salt water and fresh. James points to the ultimate impossibilities of such a contradiction. If bad fruit and bitter fruit continues to come forth, it means that there is no contradiction. The tree is bad and the spring is bad. It goes back to say this. If we speak evil of our brothers, if we speak evil of our sisters, then there's evil in our hearts. If we speak evil, but I'm here to tell you today, some of you are speaking good. Some of you are speaking good to your brothers. Some of you are speaking good to your sisters. Some of you are speaking good at the church. Some of you are speaking good at the community. But you're evil. But you're evil. Your mouth is wonderful. But you're evil. People love to hear you. But you're evil. What is God saying here, ladies and gentlemen? Should we then praise evil? How should we then deal with evil? Should we not curse at evil? Should we not cuss at evil? Should we not hate evil, brothers and sisters? Jesus taught Matthew 12:34-37 that a man's words are a reliable revelation of his inner character. What we say can indicate what we are. James makes it clear that the lives of Christians, the brothers, should not be characterized by evil speech, by making the analogy of both salt water and fresh water coming from the same spring, which is uncharacteristic of springs. He makes the point that it is uncharacteristic for a believer to have both praise and cursing come from his mouth or her mouth, nor is it a characteristic for us to praise God, on the other hand, to curse our brothers, and on the other. This too is uncharacteristic of a true believer. So should we praise evil? How should we then deal with evil? Should we not curse that evil? Jesus explains that what comes out of the mouth is that which fills our hearts. Sooner or later, the evil in the hearts comes out through the mouth in curses and swearing. But when our hearts are filled with the goodness of God, praise for Him, and love for others will pour forth. So should we love evil, church? Or should we curse evil? Our speech will always indicate what is in our hearts. The good man brings good things out of the good stored in his heart. And the evil man brings evil things out of the evil that's stored in his heart. For out of the overflow of his heart, his mouth speaks. Let me read that again. For out of the overflow of his heart, his mouth speaks. But didn't Jesus tell some people that they honor me with their lips, but their heart is full of deceit? So what are they really saying here? Listen to me. What are they really saying here? Does that mean we are passive and we let evil come in, take our lands, our families? I believe there's a righteous kind of anger. I believe there's a righteousness that God looks at. And I believe whether a man or a woman who cusses at the devil, who hates evil, they become so fed up and they curse at the devil. Come on, somebody. I believe that is a righteous kind of anger. Come on, somebody. And we need to be very careful when you hear a man and a woman cuss to judge them. That is my point, and that is my point directly. The church today has become so religious. I don't know about you, but when Jesus said, "You brood of vipers," I don't believe He was in a very passive way. I believe He stood up with anger, a righteous anger. And I believe He said, "You wicked men, you snakes, deceitful liars." I believe this was not my Jesus who was passive. Try to understand this dichotomy that's going on. Try to understand the differences here. Try to understand that this is a hard issue. Just because you speak well does not mean that your heart is well. And just because you speak evil does not mean your heart is evil. Come on, somebody. I'm going to repeat that again. Just because you speak well does not mean you're well. And just because you speak evil does not mean you're evil. God is the only one that is looking at the heart today. He sees the heart for what it is. Why is it a sin to cuss, swear, or curse? Sin is the condition of the heart, the mind, and the inner man, Romans 7:22, which is manifested in our thoughts, actions, and words. When we swear and curse, we are giving evidence of the polluting sin in our hearts that must be confessed and repented of. But what we need to understand is the season of the word. The season of the word. When we swear and curse, we are giving evidence of polluting sin in our hearts. Not necessarily. It's all a matter of the season of the word. And that is my point directly. There's a season. Words must be spoken in season. Jesus said, "You brood of vipers," and He said it in season. Jesus spoke in parables, and He said it in season. Some of you guys might have cursed, and you've said it in the right season. And some of you guys are cursing all the time, and it's not in the right season. Come on, somebody. And that is what the Bible's talking about. When you curse, you're not cursing in the right season. Now, should we cuss all the time, as if nothing is the matter? Absolutely not. But my question to you, but what does cussing have to do with Jesus? I'm sick and tired of all those people out there that judge those that cuss, as if it's from the devil. The question to you today, and it's a challenge. I want you to really think about this. The next time you're around somebody that cusses, I want you to try to look past those cuss words and start looking at his heart. Then I want you to go to someone that doesn't cuss. I want you to try to look at their heart. And I will say this one more time. And just because you speak well doesn't mean your heart's well. And just because you curse doesn't mean your heart is wicked. What a wonderful Savior we have, that He can see the heart of each and every one of us. What a wonderful Savior that we have, that He knows our hearts. And He's the one that's going to transform our hearts. And He's the one that's going to transform our speech. And our speech will be a reflection of His nature. Isn't it awesome, though, that we don't have to be perfect? Isn't it awesome that Jesus died and saved us by His grace? I pray today, before you go out and you want to judge an individual for cussing, that you would spend some time and look at their heart. Look at their heart and who that individual really is. And are you ready to fly? I'm ready to fly. and it's time to fly. Amen.
Shawty got a foul mouth, a real foul mouth. All she do is nag, nag, and try to go for bed. Shawty got a foul mouth, a real foul, a foul mouth, a real foul mouth. All she do is nag, nag, and try to go for bed. Shawty got a foul mouth.
Who you talking to?
Watch your mouth, watch your mouth, watch your mouth. Watch your mouth, watch your mouth, watch your mouth. Watch your mouth, watch your mouth, watch your mouth.
Who you talking to?
Watch your mouth, watch your mouth.